Aaron Nixon from New South Wales was eliminated from MasterChef last night. He's made it through to the finals week, which is quite amazing. Very good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here on the show this morning. Unfortunately, eliminated from the contest last night. You must be a little bit disappointed, but also extremely happy with yourself.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. it's disappointing, of course it is, because you always leave on that bit of a low, but what a high to have got to where I've got to, way beyond, far and above beyond what I would have remotely expected at the beginning of the competition. I was just angling to get through to top 23 and see what happened. So I was super chuffed to get that far.
Yeah, terrific surprise. Top 5 elimination challenge. Of course, you had to cook in front of some of Australia's best chefs, Ella Wolf-Tasker, also Shannon Bennett, Peter Gilmore and Ross Lusted. The dish you put up, I thought, was fantastic, but unfortunately the duck let you down a little bit, didn't it?
It did, and I was just glad to watch last night. They showed footage of me cutting into it when I first cooked it, and it was perfect. And then I left it under tinfoil, and it spoiled by overcooking. So, look, these things happen. We've all made mistakes across the course of the season. It was just bad to make one when it really counted.
So many highlights, though, wasn't there?
Oh, there's been some unbelievable moments. To be honest, it's hard to look beyond the moment that I first got my apron in terms of a highlight. I still think back to that moment because that's where it all began, and it was just such an incredible feeling to join the group and be part of it all.
What made you want to join the contest?
I just wanted to be part of the process, have that experience. I'd always watched it and thought, yeah, that's incredible what the guys get to do. I'd love to be part of that. And I remember going to my first audition in Sydney, and they get you to do a mystery box. The first thing that you do, and I was like, I'm cooking a mystery box. I'm MasterChef. This is incredible. It's not even televised. So just being part of that whole process was amazing. And to go right the way through to the end was just meant I got to experience that much more.
Some amazing chefs come into the competition. There's no doubt about that. Like I mentioned, some of Australia's best chefs. Who do you look up to?
Probably the biggest surprise as well, because he's not necessarily the biggest household name, but Yossi Mosalenghi, when he came into the kitchen, was such an inspiring guy. Done some amazing stuff with food, but just absolute gentleman as well. So the privilege of meeting him, getting to know him, and getting some tips from him as well was phenomenal.
All right, so where do you go from here?
Look, I want to have my own place, but I'm realistic. It's going to take a bit of time to get up and running. I'm going to do some pop-up events where I can, cook some of the sort of food I cooked on MasterChef in the local area. Doing some work experience, getting some experience under my belt, and hope to open my own place before too long.
Yeah, terrific, mate. No doubt you'll do that. Fantastic that you've made it, so far into the competition. So congratulations to you once again. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with the future there, buddy.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you.
You too, mate. There we go. Aaron Nixon from New South Wales. He's an advertising strategist, but there we go. He's also a fantastic chef, eliminated from the show last night. At Triple M, of course, is back on tonight, 7:30 on the Win Network.